You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. So we have a Virgo new moon happening exactly on September 17th, which is a Thursday where I am, but I guess it'll still always be Thursday. Well, no, it won't, because we're in different places all over the world. So it is exact from my locale at 4 a.m. PST on Thursday the 17th. So have a look where you are to see the exact time. But with a new moon, we do have quite a bit of time after, like 48 hours for sure, to still kind of catch the wave of the energy and make sure that our intentions are clear and what we want is kind of captured. It's such a good moon to release addiction and unclean habits and things that are toxic. And that can have to do with like toxicity of the mind, toxicity of your body and your relationships and everything that isn't pure and, you know, aiming for perfection is not good for you. So with this new moon in Virgo, we do have, it's quite like a powerful one. There's definitely a lot of potent earth energy connected to it. A trine to Saturn and also to Pluto, which is powerful and helpful, also helpful, like powerfully helpful, like a blessing. There is a square between Mercury and Jupiter, which kind of makes sense with the way things are right now and kind of the climate on the world stage. So what you can do to basically kind of get the best out of this new moon in Virgo is to aim to like declutter, to like get rid of any sort of like riffraff in your environment, even like cleaning out junk drawers and like acting as if you're moving. That's a good way to look at it. Like imagine you're packing up to leave forever. And you need to make sure you know exactly what is essential and exactly what will, you know, like it's like a go bag or something. If you were have to leave and head for the hills, you want to know that you have your essentials right there and ready to go. And to like think on that level will help you be really clear about the decisions you make to keep this or to keep that. You know, even it's a good time to maybe go through all your old physical photos and even just take pictures with good lighting of all your old pictures, baby pictures, all that stuff. And you can keep it or you can, you know, recycle that stuff or not. That's a pretty big one actually, isn't it? Just get rid of all your pictures. But it is good, I think, to be like cleaning and preparing and organizing your life on that kind of level if you're so inclined. If you happen to have Virgo in your chart, you're going to be like all over this. And you probably have already been doing this since the sun went into Virgo at the end of August. So probably you already have a really clean environment and a really orderly situation. It is also especially helpful for like the Piscean types who are very, it's the opposite of Virgo, and they're very like kind of, they don't worry too much about time or precision or, you know, cleaning up, or there's just sort of like no routine or flow with the Piscean energy because it's just this sort of like timeless, not really concerned with mundane reality energy. So if you happen to be someone with lots of Neptune or Pisces in your chart, you're probably really feeling this urge to like maybe in it like a guilty way where you're like, oh, I really got to get at this. But there's this urge to purify and to clean, like to clean up your diet, making sure that you're getting food that nourishes you and doesn't poison you. Obviously, that's a good thing. Making sure that you are getting out into the world in the nature and walks in the woods and maybe sit against a tree and tune into the natural world around you is very Virgoian. Like it's an earth sign. So it benefits greatly from being connected to nature, having pets, taking care of pets, plants. If you can't have like, you know, a dog or a cat or whatever, considering your circumstances, you can always have plants. And plants are like lovely little pets too. They're a lot easier to take care of than, you know, an actual dog or cat. But they'll give you all the kind of, I feel like when I have my plants around, which I have a lot of, feel like they're like little beings that are cleaning the oxygen for me and clearing the energy in my space and just kind of purifying. And they add like growth and energy to spaces too. So I feel like all my little plants are like my little buddies that I take care of. And I've, you know, gone away and had people forget to water them before. And it's quite devastating when you come home and be like, what? You didn't see that plant? How could you not water that? So, you know, it does have real, real like life force energy. So if you can acquire yourself a plant, that's a really nice way to honor the Virgo new moon. And just your commitment to growth and purifying and doing what's good for you. Like, it's hard sometimes. We live in a world that is full of toxins and things that aren't good for us and ways in which we could be poisoned. So we also live in a world that has trees and butterflies and creeks and where the energy of nature is very strong. So we can use it to our betterment if we decide to. We just have to kind of choose it and get out there into the world. So let's look at the aspects for this full moon or this new moon in Virgo. We do have it connecting to Pluto in the trine, and also Saturn is trining the sun and the moon because they're conjunct in Virgo. So, and Saturn and Pluto are both in Capricorn, which is an earth trine, which gives us a really like grounded, stable understanding of the work that it takes and what you're going to need to create the reality that you're wanting to create. So you should be able to see like the clear practical steps. And it's a really good time to make clear practical steps too. With Pluto, there is this like, Pluto is like our evolution and it's helping us to grow and evolve towards what we intended to grow and evolve towards. So it can be quite like exposing. It can expose all kinds of, like dark energy and even within our own psyches, like things that we didn't even realize we needed to express or expose or feel, or like the phenomenon of having like repressed memories is like totally real. And it's usually Pluto, like something will contact Pluto in the chart, or Pluto will come around and transit something, maybe Mercury or Venus or the sun or the moon. And all of a sudden, these repressed memories are released into the consciousness. And it's necessary because if we are functioning with repressed energy, we're not like fully owning our power. We're not able to like fully step into our power as humans, which we need. We especially need it now to be, you know, our own intuition and our sixth senses and our like ability to perceive the different realities is part of being human. But if we're kind of dumbed down and like all of our energy is like repressed, then we can't actually access our gifts. So it's really important to try and be sure to access your gifts, especially in today's day and age. So with Pluto, you might feel like something's being brought to your attention, something's being brought to the surface. And that's okay. Like, just be there to be with it. Whatever may come up, whatever happens, just kind of make sure that you're there to tell yourself that's experiencing these emotions that, hey, or it could be from a past life self, it could be like your child self that has these feelings or had this experience that needs to be held, and the space needs to be open for it to come up. Pluto will bring stuff like that up. And Virgo wants to heal, right? Like Virgo really does want to purify and heal. So that's the kind of energy we've got going on with that. And then Saturn tied in, it gives us this practicality and this really big understanding of what it is we need to do, what steps we need to take. It helps us step into responsibility. And responsibility is necessary for, you know, us to actually have control over our lives. Being responsible and feeling like, hey, this is my responsibility and my life situation is my responsibility and the choices I make are my responsibility. We all have like an ability to choose what we look at, what we listen to. That's where our freedom, right, is right there. We can partake in what we can do whatever we want. Ultimately, we have the freedom. If we feel like our freedom is impinged upon in certain circumstances, change your circumstances. Don't, you know, partake in the circumstances where you feel like that. So that's kind of all going on right now. It's deep, it's transformative, it's launching us into new realities, which is really nice. And even with what we've got going on with the nodes right now, the node in Gemini, we're like getting rid of old beliefs. That's the south node in Sagittarius. We're like releasing all the stuff that held us back and then going towards like new ideas and new ways. And maybe there's going to be a lot of different new ways and new ideas, like Gemini, like sampling these different realities to figure out which one works for us. And then maybe when the nodes move from Gemini into Cancer, into Taurus. That's actually, they're going to be going into Taurus, won't they? Oh yeah, they will. So, or no, will they go into Cancer? I'm all backwards. This is like, I'm dyslexic. Like, and it comes up in like weird ways, like where I can't figure out what, if backwards is forwards or if forwards is backwards. Okay. So when the nodes change, we'll have already kind of been able to sample a bunch of different realities that help us, like navigate our choices coming up in the next little while. So I think like the next 4 years, this new reality is coming into play, but it's coming into play in a very like shocking a lot of ways in the world stage, right? If we can just manage to not get too caught up in what's going on and maintain our center and just kind of be present in our own awareness and our own consciousness, that will make the whole process so much easier. So we also have... what do we have here? There is like a difficult square between Mercury in Libra and Jupiter in Capricorn. And again, the Capricorn energy is like serious business. It wants to get down to work. It wants to make sure that you're making the right decisions, that you're being disciplined, that you're taking things seriously, that you're taking responsibility, that you're planning for the future. All these things are very Capricorn. And Jupiter is there kind of expanding our need to be aware of these things. And Libra is in Mercury, and it kind of really doesn't want to be overly bothered by such heavy burdens. It doesn't like to look at the dark side. It likes to be, you know, inharmonious. It doesn't like confrontation. So it's kind of busy over there in Libra, having kind of a good time, essentially, or wanting to have a good time. But it's being challenged in like so many ways. Mars is challenging it. Everything is just very challenging for this Libra Mercury. So though we might be inclined to have like peaceful, easy experiences, there's these other things around us that might be bringing up like stuff that we're not happy to see. But maybe the Mercury Libra can help us kind of be gracious and understanding and tolerant and, you know, wanting justice and peace and truth, but also kind of understanding the other side, which is necessary. So that square, though, can give us a little problem. We can feel like this pull between this part of us that needs to take things seriously and do our work, show up for the work, and the other part where it likes to have itself surrounded in justice and peace and liberty, but it doesn't like confrontation. So it could be just the perfect combo of energy to help us launch this new reality. In fact, I suspect it very much is the perfect combination of energy to help us launch this new reality. So we also have coming up right around the corner from this whole new moon show, we have, well, I guess I'll go in chronological order here, but we're about to go where the sun moves into Libra. So we'll have more of this like... this understanding of the need for balance and harmony. And maybe this feeling of, because when the sun is in Libra, it's going to start opposing Mars and Aries. And Mars retrograde in Aries is actually like, it kind of gives us a break, possibly from like, maybe it's not even, it's very internal. Like it turns the anger kind of, you see from your deep, dark depths what's pissing you off. And it might just be more in your face than it even was when Mars was just busy heading forward, not thinking about anything. Now Mars retrograding in Aries, it does bring up what upsets you. And yeah, there's probably a lot to be upset about in this day and age and what's going on in the world right now. So hopefully you can identify what upsets you and find a channel for it. You might feel like you're frustratable or you get pissed off super easy, or you like maybe there's more road rage than average, or just that sort of like irritation, agitation, anger. Like if you've ever known an Aries or anybody with lots of Aries, there's often this sort of like simmering piss-offedness underneath the surface for them. Or even just all out like they're expressing it and they're angry. Because Aries tends to process all emotions, whether sadness or fear or hunger, through being angry. So we're all kind of getting in touch with anger. And anger is like a fuel. If it's angry for the right reasons, it can save us and protect us. And it rises up in deep within our soul to let us know that this is wrong and I'm not going to put up with this. I remember when I took my daughter for her like 2-month-old checkup, and I had learned about the dangers of vaccines and that they hadn't been properly tested and all these things when I was learning about natural healthcare for my dogs. And I was kind of shocked by it at that point. It was like in the 90s when I was learning this. So I'd always had this information in my mind. And when it came time to vaccinate my daughter, because they give you a first round of vaccines at 2 months old. And I had already managed to not get the hepatitis vaccine and the vitamin K injection, all that when she was a newborn. I like made it clear I didn't want any of that. And my midwife was supportive and helpful with that. But at the 2-month checkup, it was a pediatrician, and she's like, okay, well, let's do the shots. And I, inside my heart or wherever it comes from, I just felt like a mother bear. I felt like there was no way on earth that I was ever letting them inject my baby with poison. Like I just felt so, it was like an instinct. And it was like, I felt angry. I felt like, how could you even consider this? Do you even, like, it was very kind of shocking because I'd never been a mom before. I'd had dogs and pets that I loved and cared for and took care of, but I hadn't had a baby, my own human person that I was responsible for. And so with her, when that happened, this mother bear part of my personality came up, and it was this rage that, or enrage that this was never going to happen. And I was like, nope, sorry, I'm not doing that. And we left the office, and my daughter's father was like, what do you mean we're not doing this? So he hadn't come to terms with the fact that we weren't. He hadn't even learned about any of it. So he didn't even know. He had like, no. And I was like, well, you don't even know about it. So until you do and you learn and you educate yourself, then we're not, you know, just rolling the dice and injecting our child with whatever this is. And it was interesting because that feeling was so powerful. Like it was just, I'd never felt that before. And I even thought, you know, if he decides that he wants to vaccinate her, I'm leaving. I'm going to take my kid and run. Like it actually was that it felt like that important of a thing for me, that this was that dangerous, that we were that we would have to run for our lives if anybody tried to do it. So interesting. And that came like, you know, that was anger. And now I even know more than I knew then when I was running a lot on instinct. But now there's like RF Kennedy Jr., they sued the CDC for the studies that have supposedly been done on the safety of vaccine, and they could produce nothing. There was not one study. There's no studies done. And they're just, you know, freewheeling injecting us with this stuff. It, like we're literally guinea pigs. That it's like the medical system uses humanity as guinea pigs. And it's really terrifying. So if you rise up in your anger for something like that, that it's generally there to protect you and to make sure that nothing bad happens to you. Because we got to be like, have all our faculties like while we're here on earth. We don't want to be dumbed down or, you know, damaged by poison or any of that, right? We need to be strong and clear-minded and capable of making decisions and thinking clearly, especially when the whole world, you know, is reflecting all kinds of different narratives and truths, and you need to be able to come into your center and know what the truth is. And with this Virgo moon, that will be very clear. Virgo is very sensitive to poisons and pharmaceuticals, and usually finds all kinds of natural remedies that are very powerful and potent and helpful in boosting the immune system rather than destroying it. So use that if you need to do any kind of healing or releasing negative addictions or anything that's getting like in the way of your body, your bio suit functioning at 100%. Now is the perfect time to release it. You can get rid of, maybe you like to drink too much pop, or you like sugar, or you, whatever it might be. Now you can release it very easily with the help of this Virgo energy. So, and you're going to have, you know, some pretty clear ideas of what's right and wrong for you based on the anger that rises. So kind of respect it and honor it. I mean, clearly don't go into a murderous rage or anything, ideally, unless you need to protect your life. But other than that, you should probably find ways to channel the anger. Deep breathing, like physical exercise, walk up a hill, you know, punch a pillow. There's all kinds of, do some squats, whatever, dance, even if it's just alone, because that's all we got right now. Dance, dance, dance. Whatever you can do to like get the energy moving will help you channel the energy of anger that might come up appropriately. So you don't end up feeling like an asshole for like, you know, acting inappropriately, which is never any fun, which you will then have to apologize for, which can also be embarrassing. So, you know, take responsibility for not outbursting inappropriately. We do have like another, on the 20th, we have, which is coming up like right after the 7th, so that's like the Sunday after the 17th, we have a square between Mercury and Pluto. And it's, again, that Libra squaring, the Libra Mercury squaring the Pluto Capricorn. There, it's that same dynamic of like, oh, let's just focus on the nice things. Let's just, you know, all get along. Let's not have conflict. Let's just make it, you know, like see what you want and I'll try to figure out what I, like it's very wishy-washy Mercury energy. But Pluto there is like, listen, we've got deep, dark work to do. We got to get in there. We got to sort it out. We got to lay foundations. We got to stock up on food. We got to make sure we're ready for whatever's coming. And there's that feeling that Pluto, like Capricorn is like, be prepared. You really want to be prepared because we do not know what's coming. We, you know, I suspect this just keeps getting worse and worse. So, and the planets are like coming into even more difficult alignments that were even more difficult than when this all got kicked off. So I suspect that it's going to get worse. Things are going to get weirder. There's going to be probably more grabs for control over humanity in the name of our own safety, which they're really playing up because they're like fear-mongering our like survival instincts, really. And then when we're in fear, we're pretty much, you know, you can do anything. So make sure that you are prepared and that there's no reason to be fearful, because that's just so draining on your immune system. If you're full of fear, your cortisol goes up and then you just feel, then you're just like, you're not effective, right? So don't be fearful, just be prepared. What is that? If you don't plan to something, then you plan to fail. I can't remember it. Shit, I should write something like that down. But it just came to me spontaneously. But you need to, if you don't plan to prepare, you prepare to fail, or probably you've heard this one. It's a good one. You just want to make sure that you're prepared. Make sure you do have water on hand, like that could last you a while, or know of a source to go and stock up some, like maybe you know a creek or like a well that you could get water from, which would be ideal. And just make sure you've got like bags of rice and oatmeal and things that could last, like tubers and onions and apples can last a really long time with the right storage. Plus it's, well, where we are, it's like apples season. So there's apples all over the trees right now. So it depends on what you need to make sure that you're comfortable, but just make sure you're prepared and you'll feel a lot calmer and you'll feel, you know, whatever that means for you, you'll feel a lot less worried when you know that you can handle anything. Also have your go bag ready. Make sure that maybe you have like your passport and your, I don't know, a bunch of money or whatever you need in this bag that you don't want to lose, pictures of your grandparents or, you know, your favorite crystals, which of course you should take with you when you're on the run. Just whatever you may need to feel comfortable, have it ready to go because you just never know. Have an overnight bag ready. I don't know why that seems relevant to me right now, but it seems like that's somehow relevant for all of us right now. So I just thought I'd put it out there. So when the sun goes into, it goes actually the 23rd, the sun will move into Libra. That's quite late for, that's the equinox. So it is a really you're going to feel the shift from the sun leaving Virgo to Libra. It lightens up. It gets a lot more, it might not lighten up necessarily, but it definitely moves from kind of very inwardly critical to a lot more accommodating and open-minded. And, you know, Virgo is wanting to purify and Libra is working on the relationships. Let's work on the relationship between me and you and us, and let's get it all together so we're all cooperating. And what's the greater good for all of us in our partnerships and in our one-on-one relationships? That's coming up right now. So when that sun moves, you're going to feel it. It's also the fall equinox. So it really is a wonderful time to get into gratitude, get into write it out, write out every single little thing that you are grateful for, every little thing. And there's a million things to be grateful for. I'm grateful that these random daisies started growing beside my back fence and I never even had to plant them. They just started growing there. I'm really grateful for that. Whatever it is, I'm grateful that for smells and tastes and soft cotton and pretty things and the color pink and whatever you can think of, I'm grateful for my hubby and our daughter and our, three sometimes difficult dogs and the feeling of having a little unit that I'm part of that makes me feel loved. And that my mom and I, even though we always didn't get along most of my life, are now, at this stage, actually kind of good friends with each other. And I'll really miss her when she's gone. And that I could not have probably said most of my life. So things are changing and there's so many good things happening in the world too. There is all kinds of lawsuits and things happening with citizens against the government because of lies that have been told and things that are happening that weren't happening before. There's lots of exposure going on, which is exciting. And even though it does seem like a crazy time and God, how do you even process the crazy time? There's also this amazing sort of liberation and voices are being raised and it's good. I think ultimately this is evolution and we're in the middle of it. We're in the throes of it right now. So hunker down, eat well, take care of yourself, make sure that you do kind of honor your relationships and get into a space of gratitude because gratitude really is what you need to attract more of what you want. There will be that same Saturn energy is coming along and making sure that we're all week, we're really experiencing it. It's making sure that we're we're clear and we're certain and we know what we want. On the 24th, kind of right after we have this, we've got an opposition between Mercury and Mars, which is a big Libra Aries. And this might be all out, you could have a total outburst on the 24th. You might feel super angry and just don't understand why you were so easily enraged. Watch for that on the 24th because of the Mercury opposition Mars. And it could just be where finally things are aired, where what you were angry about for a long time comes to the surface and you're able to talk about it, which is so healing. I think nothing makes me crazier than when a situation occurs and then people never talk to each other again. They just don't talk about it. And I've seen it in my own family time and time again, where my own mother stopped talking to her sister and never spoke again for the rest of their lives. My hubby's grandmother was a twin and she stopped talking to her. They were identical twins and they stopped talking to each other for the rest of their lives. My sister and my hubby and his sister aren't talking right now because of an incident that nobody talks about. It drives me crazy. I have relationships in my own life where I'm working my hardest to connect, but something
is offensive about me. That's what I'm assuming. And then I'm not talked to anymore. So it's really like tricky, and you don't want, I don't think that's healthy. And I wish that I had the power to like get everybody into a ho'opo ono ono circle and talk about their feelings so that we could move forth and heal. But alas, I cannot force people to do anything. So that's just, make sure that if you are have the opportunity to speak your heart out to somebody and they're receptive to that in like a nonviolent communication way, there's a wonderful book called Nonviolent Communication, then you can heal a lot right now. So be open to that if you can. Be open to that healing conversations that will change things for the better. It like is just, I mean, of course we want that, right? We also have a square between Mars and Saturn. This is powerful on the 29th. And I think it could be quite powerful on like the world stage. It's very combative, and it's like war energy, really. People that have the Saturn Mars energy are often feel very thwarted and frustratable. It often is in the chart of people who commit murder. Like they get to the into a furious rage because it's like suppressed rage coming up. So the 29th, there is a powerful square between Saturn and Saturn and Mars that you should watch for. Make sure that you like stay home. Don't go out in the street. Make sure that you kind of mitigate any anger you're feeling. Like feel it, obviously, but try and channel it. Like do something physically to release your energy. Do, you know, make jewelry, do some kind of metal work, because that would be a good way to use the Saturn discipline to create something with the Mars energy, likes to work with metal. So that's going on the 29th. But the same day, we also do have other nice aspects between the moon and Neptune and the moon and Jupiter that actually like soothe the harsh energy. I think it will, like maybe there's an outburst, but then there's this like, oh, this is why I did that. Or like, this is coming from somewhere that I didn't even know was in me and I needed to express it. Or it just gives you this sort of spiritual understanding about what's happening. So tune into that and make sure that you take care of, you know, your own self-expression and your own sweetheart and your own needs and what you need to be happy and secure and feel free and loved and healthy. And, you know, that might be like head for the hills now and have nothing to do with society for the rest of your life. Or, you know, who knows what it is for you, but it could be something, you know, lots of change is coming in, but it can be very fortunate healing change. We are in the middle of massive transformation. We're like upgrading humanity. And apparently this is what it looks like when the shit hits the fan. So that's okay. We've all come for this. I think we're all well equipped to deal with what's going on right now in the world and in our lives and in our psyches and in the cosmos. Like we're here as points of light to be who we are and to make a difference. And even just being who we are is what's making the difference. So I'll keep doing that the best I can, even though sometimes it's really hard. And I hope that you keep being who you really are too, even though it's really hard, because that's what we need to do for each other. It's be who we are. So that is it. If you have any questions or if you would like to have, I have openings in October for both like big readings, if you would like, which are more costly, but also the mini readings for $30. So if you would like to have that done, it's a bit of a wait, but it's probably worth it because it does really pack a lot in a 30-minute reading for a really good price, which I think is very, it's fair and helpful. I know that I only buy things that are for a really good price. And so I hope that helps you out too in this kind of possibly financially difficult time. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening. Again, if you have any questions, you can contact me and I would love to answer them. And I really do appreciate you being here and listening to this podcast. Many blessings for a most lovely equinox and a wonderful, fabulous, productive Virgo new moon.